The door through which Gasher had dragged them was actually two doors. The arrangement reminded Jake of the way spaceship airlocks looked in the more intelligent science fiction movies. Gasher shut them both and turned to TikTok, giving him a thumbs-up gesture. The TikTok man nodded and reached languidly up to press a button set into a piece of furniture that looked like a speaker's podium. A pump began to cycle wheezily within the wall, and the neon tubes dimmed perceptibly. There was a faint hiss of air, and the valve wheel of the inside door spun shut. Jake supposed the one in the outer door was doing the same. This was some sort of bomb shelter, all right, no doubt of that. When the pump died, the long neon tubes resumed their former muted brilliance. "There," TikTok said pleasantly. His eyes began to look Jake up and down. Jake had a clear and very uncomfortable sense of being expertly catalogued and filed. "All safe and sound we are. Snug as bugs in a rug, right, Hoots?"
"We are,"
a tall, skinny man in a black suit replied promptly. His face was covered with some sort of rash, which he scratched obsessively.
"I brung him," Gasher said. "I told you could trust me to do it, and didn't I?"
"You did," TikTok said. "Bang on. I had some doubts about your ability to remember the password at the end there," but the dark-haired woman uttered another shrill caw. The TikTok man half turned in her direction, that lazy smile dimpling the corners of his mouth, and before Jake was able to grasp what was happening, what had already happened, she was staggering backward, her eyes bulging in surprise and pain, her hands groping at some strange tumor in the middle of her chest, which hadn't been there a second before. Jake realized the TikTok man had made some sort of move as he was turning, a move so quick it had been no more than a flicker. The slim white hilt which had protruded from the scabbard looped over the TikTok man's shoulder was gone. The knife was now on the other side of the room, sticking out of the dark-haired woman's chest. TikTok had drawn and thrown with an uncanny speed Jake wasn't sure even Roland could match. It had been like some malign magic trick. The others watched silently as the woman staggered toward TikTok, gagging harshly, her hands wrapped loosely around the hilt of the knife. Her hip bumped one of the standing lamps, and the one called Hoots darted forward to catch it before it could fall. TikTok himself never moved. He only went on sitting with his leg tossed over the arm of his throne, watching the woman with his lazy smile. Her foot caught beneath one of the rugs, and she tumbled forward. Once more, the TikTok man moved with that spooky speed, pulling back the foot which had been dangling over the arm of the chair, and then driving it forward again like a piston. It buried itself in the pit of the dark-haired woman's stomach, and she went flying backward. Blood spewed from her mouth and splattered the furniture. She struck the wall, slid down it, and ended up sitting with her chin on her breastbone. To Jake, she looked like a movie Mexican taking a siesta against an adobe wall. It was hard for him to believe she had gone from living to dead with such terrible speed. Neon tubes turned her hair into a haze that was half red and half blue. Her glazing eyes stared at the TikTok man with terminal amazement. "I told her about that laugh," TikTok said. His eyes shifted to the other woman, a heavy-set redhead who looked like a long-haul trucker. "Didn't I, Tilly?"
"Aye,"
Tilly said at once. Her eyes were lustrous with fear and excitement, and she licked her lips obsessively.
"So you did, many and many a time. I'll set my watch and ward on it."
"So you might if you could reach up your fat ass far enough to find them," TikTok said. "Bring me my knife, Brandon, and mind you wipe that slut stink off it before you put it in my hand."
A short, bandy-legged man hopped to do as he had been bidden. The knife wouldn't come free at first. It seemed caught on the unfortunate dark-haired woman's breastbone. Brandon threw a terrified glance over his shoulder at the TikTok man and then tugged harder. TikTok, however, appeared to have forgotten all about both Brandon and the woman who had literally laughed herself to death. His brilliant green eyes had fixed on something which interested him much more than the dead woman.
"Come here, Cully," he said. "I want a better look at you."
Gasher gave him a shove. Jake stumbled forward. He would have fallen if TikTok's strong hands hadn't caught him by the shoulders. Then, when he was sure Jake had his balance again, TikTok grasped the boy's left wrist and raised it.
It was Jake Sako, which had drawn his interest. "If this here's what I think it is, it's an omen for sure and true," Tick-Tock said. "Talk to me, boy, what's this sigil you wear?" Jake, who hadn't the slightest idea what a sigil was, could only hope for the best. "It's a watch, but it doesn't work, Mr. Tick-Tock." Hoots chuckled at that, then clapped both hands over his mouth when the Tick-Tock man turned to look at him. After a moment, Tick-Tock looked back at Jake, and a sunny smile replaced the frown. Looking at that smile almost made you forget that it was a dead woman and not a movie Mexican taking a siesta over there against the wall. Looking at it almost made you forget that these people were crazy, and the Tick-Tock man was likely the craziest inmate in the whole asylum.